Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Tuesday. It is the 1st of November, known as All Saints Day. That means tomorrow is All Souls Day, which is also commonly referred to as Day of the Dead. I am Bill Buckmaster, your host for the Buckmaster Show. We are on KVOI AM 1030, known as The Voice, also known as Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. And a big shout out to our simulcast partners, KJAA AM 1240 in Globe and KAPR AM 930 in Douglas, serving Cochise County. The Buckmaster Show is always on the World Wide Web at buckmastershow.com. We have live streaming of the show at buckmastershow.com, along with an archive of previous programs. Plus, the show can be heard anytime at TucsonSentinel.com. The Sentinel is Southern Arizona's online news service. We are live here Monday through Friday, noon to 1. Today's lineup includes a leadoff conversation from Washington, D.C., with the Buckmaster Show contributor from the nation's capital. Terry Bracey will be with us. About 20 minutes past the hour, it's the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. 30 minutes past, former U.S. Army Chief of Staff John Wickham will be joining us. General Wickham joins us at half past the hour. Then we'll close out the show with the Tucson Weekly's arts editor, and we are happy to say now the Buckmaster Show contributor on arts, Margaret Regan, will be here for her bi-monthly visit to the Buckmaster Show. We encourage you to be part of the conversation. Call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040 or toll free 1-866-725-5467, and you can email your questions at buckmastershow.com or use our Facebook page. And that's a real easy one also to remember. Guess what? Buckmaster Show. Well, the number one issue facing the country domestically could very well be the work of the so-called Super Committee, which is seeking to reach some kind of an agreement before Thanksgiving on a debt reduction program. Failure to do so could result in a penalty of an across-the-board $1.2 trillion cut. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show is Terry Bracey, the Buckmaster Show contributor on Washington, D.C., and governmental affairs, a former staffer and close friend of the legendary Arizona Congressman Morris K. Udall. Terry Bracey is the chairman emeritus of the Tucson-based Udall Foundation, a federal foundation named after Moe and Stuart Udall, a former assistant secretary of transportation. Terry Bracey is CEO of a Washington, D.C. consulting firm that has represented the city of Tucson for more than three decades. Terry Bracey is a special lecturer of the Washington, D.C. program at the University of Missouri School of Journalism. Terry joins us now on the Buckmaster Show live line from Washington. Terry, how you doing?
I'm great, Bill. Happy Tuesday.
Hey, happy Tuesday to you, Terry Bracey. Terry, what about this super committee? The deadline is looming. How do you see it right now?
Well, you know, you get pretty scared to make predictions the closer you get to it. But I have said all along that despite all the problems that it faces, I just have a feeling they're going to have to come to some kind of resolution. You know, you look back historically, this isn't the first time we've been through this. You may remember the famous Graham Rudman Hollings debates of the 1980s and 1990s, and that was a serious attempt to balance the federal budget. And the law passed, and when it went into effect, all of a sudden, the impact of it was so profound and so chilling that Congress quickly found itself backing off. And what that led to was a negotiation between the government of George Bush, Sr., and the Democratic Congress, which led to a series of tax increases. Those tax increases, which I think were very responsible at that time, eventually led, most think, to President Bush's defeat. But Right now, we are facing a similar situation, no question about it.
Well, the big loser looks like it could be defense. Would you agree with that? Because it's huge percentage of the discretionary spending in the budget.
They're talking about, if you can imagine, right off the top, a half trillion dollar cut in defense. Now imagine that cut working its way into each community, including ours. I mean, we're not exempt from this. Who knows what, you know, what impact it might have on Davis-Monthan Air Force Base.
And Raytheon.
We are very much a defense-oriented community. So we are not exempt from this impact. Therefore, I believe that they may not immediately, but over a period of a few weeks and months, I think they're going to come to a deal. They have to.
So you think a deal before the end of the year?
Probably. And there are other factors, Bill, going on. They don't live in a world of their own inside the Capitol. They're looking outside, and they see these Occupy Wall Street rallies all over the country. They're already aware of the unhappiness of the Tea Party movement. And over in Europe, we're looking at our partners over there trying to save the euro. And you sort of see the whole world economy teetering. Meanwhile, President Obama has apparently largely given up on this process, or at least he's trying to urge it along because he's out there campaigning. Hardly find Air Force One in Washington these days. So there are a lot of factors at play.
Terry, we're a year away from the election, as you well know. So the president, you say he's pretty much decided to give up on the process in D.C. and really take the message to the campaign trail.
I'm guessing that that's the case, Bill. I mean, he hasn't been able to garner a Republican vote on anything. And I think certainly he made heroic tries to do that in the early part of his term, but he's been unsuccessful in convincing his Republican colleagues to go along with his program. And, you know, at some point, you know, you just change strategies. And there's been a noticeable change in the approach of the administration, much more confrontational now than it was.
We're talking with Terry Bracey on the Buckmaster Show. Terry contributes to this program from Washington. Terry, the president seems to have picked the rich as his target. What's your take on that? Can that backfire against him in this campaign?
Well, I think anything can backfire. I think you just have to try. You know, one of the real problems that I think politicians of both parties have is you're dealing with a difficult subject when you're talking about the economy. One thing affects everything else. How do you frame your program in a way that might win public approval? Now, it is clear from all the statistical studies that have been done that the gap between the wealthy and the poor in our society is yawning and growing. Probably hasn't been this big since early in the 20th century. And therefore, something has to be done to try to improve that situation, or else you're going to have society kind of coming off its pins. So I think that, yeah, to a certain extent, he's picked an easy political target. Could it backfire? It could. But I think he's making a calculation that most people will feel little sympathy for those making $1 million a year and more.
One thing I think is certain, Terry, there is a growing populist protest across the country. Have we had any kind of early snapshots of its political clout?
Well, I continue to keep my eye on this third party movement that is on the internet called America Elects, and I don't know quite what to make of it, except that I note that it seems to have raised an enormous amount of money through small contributions. And I also note that they have managed to get on ballots in every state. So, you know, there will be a third way. You know, it's interesting. If you look at our history, there have been periods in time, and I'm not saying this is one, but maybe it's the perception, but there have been periods in our history when the two parties didn't seem to be able to grapple with the problems of the time, and another party emerged. And you almost get the feeling that that could happen in the relatively near future if things don't change.
And, of course, the last time was really Ross Perot, wasn't it, with the third party?
It was, and had kind of a spoiler effect, I think, for the Republicans. Who knows if this third party were to nominate someone more of the liberal moderate stripe, it might hurt President Obama's reelection effort. But, you know, that is the American way. It's a free country, and if people are dissatisfied, they're going to do something about it.
Terry Bracey with us on the Buckmaster Show. So in conclusion, Terry, you're saying that getting back to the work of this super committee, we haven't heard a lot of what's been going on with the committee. Is all of that kind of very quiet and behind closed doors?
Very quiet, very quiet. I might say that those in charge, one of my favorite members of Congress, I've said it before, is Senator Patty Murray. If anyone can strike a deal, it is she. And I think there are some very responsible people on that committee. So have the faith. I think they may go through one or two dry runs, but I think by the end of the year we're likely to have a deal.
Okay, Terry Bracey, and congratulations. 17 years heading up the Tucson-based Udall Foundation, now Chair Emeritus. There was a wonderful event at the Westward Look Hotel here in Tucson on Thursday night honoring you. I was happy to be among those honoring you, and congratulations.
And your lovely wife.
And my lovely wife, yes. We can't forget Ann. She had a terrific time as well. Terry, thank you very much. Have a great week.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, Terry Bracey on the Buckmaster Show. 17 minutes now past noon, waiting in the wings with the Moneymaker Report. What is going on with the market today? Shelley Fishman will have the latest for us. Will the situation with Greece ever seem to be resolved? We'll ask Shelley about it next on the Buckmaster Show. From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. East Fort Lowell and Dodge for Karimi Oriental Rugs and KarimiOrientalRugs.com. Listed on the National Register of Historic Places and founded by Isabella Greenway, Arizona's first congresswoman, the Arizona Inn is still the standard bearer for luxury hospitality in Midtown Tucson, just minutes from the University of Arizona. Founded in 1930, the Arizona Inn continues to win top honors for hospitality and dining. Travel and Leisure magazine names the Arizona Inn one of the top 500 hotels in the world for 2011. And the Arizona Inn is proud of its AAA four diamond status for both the hotel and dining room. Whether it's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or a private event, you can count on Chef Allison's featured seasonal culinary creations to please. The Arizona Inn, a special oasis of hospitality in Midtown Tucson, 2200 East Elm, and on the web at arizonainn.com.
With 2 out of 3 people in this country overweight, you're not alone in wanting to shed some pounds. Now you can lose 5 to 15% of your body weight in just 6 weeks using Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope. The physician-supervised program created by renowned Tucson cardiologist Dietmar Gahn and certified nutrition counselor Elizabeth Gahn. To learn more about Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope, call 696-DIET or log on to dietofhope.org.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Sierra Shutters and Sun Control is the leader in quality hardwood O'Hare brand shutters in southern Arizona. 100% customer recommended and satisfied. Sierra Shutters and Sun Control also has the highest quality blinds, shades, and state-of-the-art window tints that really make a difference in keeping your home cooler. Check out their extensive website at sierrasuncontrol.com or give them a call at 292-2212 for a free in-home estimate.
Firo Amore presents Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza using fresh, homemade mozzarella and the finest quality toppings. Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Firo Amore. Casual yet upscale dining with an extensive boutique wine list. Firo Amore in Tucson on North Swan at Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at viroamorepizza.com. And now in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And that music signals the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. And he's the guy that I always recommend, Shelley Fishman. He's the guy with the pulse on what's going on with all the financial situation. And Shelley, good to see you.
Bill, hi. I'm looking for a pulse right
where
now.
Where is your pulse?
Where is that pulse? My gosh.
Interesting remarks about the super committee from Terry Bracey.
Yes.
About what's going on. Mr. Bracey feels, and I think you would probably agree, there'll probably be some kind of a deal before the end.
Well, there needs to be. If there's not a deal, then they're either going to have to change the law and somehow kick that can down the road. It's not clear that'd be easy to do. Or they're going to have to come to a deal. I think the biggest question is, do they settle for the $1.2 trillion deal that, you know, barely gets us there? Or do they do something bigger that's really going to set the stage for the coming decade, and then let us get on with the business of revising the economy in ways that make it more coherent in the rest of the world. I don't know. I'm not, you know, I tend to be optimistic, Bill, and I try to be, and then you know, we have a month like we had in October in the markets, and it was just clear that, that the Europeans were going to solve the problems.
It looked like we turned the corner.
We turned
really
the corner.
Did.
They agreed to a 50% haircut, and then, you know, over the weekend, Papandreou comes
just
out.
Just fell apart.
And says, well, what about making this a more democratic process and sending it to the Greek people to vote on a referendum on these cutbacks? Well, we know these cutbacks are very, very unpopular, and that referendums is really most of the time an abrogation of your responsibility to govern. So today the Greek parliament is saying, Mr. Papandreou, that's the wrong thing to do, and it could threaten your government. So we don't know where it's going. The markets at this point are down about 250 points for the day. So we've lost a bunch of what we gained.
I know.
In,
it's unbelievable.
The last seesaw just continues.
This week we've lost probably about
500 points.
500 points, and we had worked so hard
right
in the previous days to get that back together. And, you know, right now the focus is on Europe and on Greece, and I'm sure as we get closer to that deadline with the super committee, the markets will probably be reacting to that.
Well, yeah, you'll remember, of course, last week we did the segment. I was up in,
yes,
up in,
up
Phoenix,
in Phoenix
at an advisors meeting. We had one of the chief economists from LPL, from my broker-dealer, making a presentation to us and talking about LPL's view of where the markets are going to be headed. You know, this is the time of year you get into the fourth quarter and you begin to think about the following year and how you might adjust your portfolios, what you're recommending, what you're not recommending, that kind of thing. The consensus, at least at LPL, is that we're going to wind up the year up on the year for 2011, about 5 or 6%, which is kind of what I've been saying all along, despite the gloomy news in August and now the gloomy news in the past 2 days. I'm going to hold to that because I think it makes some sense. What's interesting is for 2012, LPL is saying, you know, we're going to see another 5 or 6%. The days of, you know, 12, 15, 20% as the norm or the average, the average was 12 for so many years, just probably not going to be recoverable for a while.
And these days of 200 points down 250 like we've had the last couple of
years,
that is looking like more and more the new normal.
Yeah, yeah. And part of it, of course, is as a result of very quick computer trading and the models that
instantaneously
kick in, no way to stop them. So it does cause volatility. Fortunately, most of the time they self-correct. But today, you know, we started down 200 points and we're still there. So it looked like, you know, about an hour ago we might come back a little bit, but we'll see how the day winds up.
So it brings us back to, as an investor, what do you do? You're looking at this, you feel hopeless, could be depressed. I mean, what do you do?
Well, you've got to take a defensive posture. And again, if it so much always depends on your age and risk tolerance. You know, that's my recorded announcement, and I'm sticking with it.
Well, stick to it.
And if I don't stick with it, they'll probably take my license away. But, you know, having said that, if you're in your 50s or 60s, you're close to retirement, then being very defensive and finding things that are going to have less volatility, perhaps some guarantees, and are going to produce dependable, reliable income streams for you that is, you know, 200 or 300 basis points above the inflation rate is the way to go. You can sleep at night with that. You'll stay ahead of inflation. It's not what it used to be. But if it's not, it's not. You know, the world exists as the world exists. And we've got so many headwinds ahead of us in this world. I was reading, I don't know if we have time for this, I was reading an article by Bill Gross, who's the economist and the big fund manager at PIMCO, the largest bond manager in the galaxy. And he was talking about some of the things that are going to affect the markets, at least the fixed income markets, over the next couple of years. And he made a point, and it rang true with me because I've been reading the new Friedman book, and it makes the same point. There's a lot of inflation going on now in the world, and some of it is actually bleeding back into the U.S. because we're so interconnected, you can't not have that. But that inflation is being generated offshore by rising prices of commodities, mostly foodstuff and energy. And with a warming climate and some of the problems we're having with greater demand, prices are going up. That has huge implications for our economy.
Yeah, that's something we haven't had to worry about. We have not had to worry about the big I word, the inflation word.
And we don't normally import other people's inflation, but we can't stop it now. We can't erect a wall at that border. And long term, we're going to be talking a lot about that.
Shelley, where can folks get a hold of you?
795-7950 at Pyramid Federal Credit Union.
And there's also a link at BuckmasterShow.com. So Shelley is available, and he will talk to you gladly about the financial situation. Shelley, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks so much. Shelley Fishman on the Buckmaster Show.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities and insurance products offered through LPL Financial and its affiliates. Member FINRA. Pyramid Federal Credit Union is not a registered broker-dealer, nor is it affiliated with LP Financial.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Stocks in New York and around the world have been plunging today after Greece's government said it would allow the Greek people to vote on whether to accept an unpopular European plan to bail out the Greek economy. Some schools are still closed in the Northeast because of the weekend snowstorm. It knocked out power to roughly 3 million homes and businesses, left more than 2 feet of snow on the ground in some places. A passenger on a Polish jetliner that landed on its belly today in Warsaw after a flight from New Jersey says, "We owe everything to the pilot." She says he did a great job landing the plane safely after its landing gear failed to deploy. On Wall Street, the Dow down about 261 points. The NASDAQ is off 62. The S&P 26 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
Ever notice how much time you spend just getting where you want to go? Travel hassles, long drives, expensive parking can all ruin your trip and create a miserable experience. Tucson International Airport has the answer. With close, easy parking, quick check-in, a short walk to your gate, and airport amenities that make traveling stress-free and enjoyable. With nonstop destinations and connections around the world, for business or for pleasure, fly TucsonAirport.com. It's the way to go.
Want to lose weight? You're not alone. 2 out of 3 people in this country are now overweight. Using Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope, created by renowned cardiologist Dietmar Gahn, you could lose 5 to 15% of your body weight in just 6 weeks. The program teaches proper nutrition and uses no drugs or artificial foods. Most insurance is accepted. To learn more, visit dietofhope.org or call 696-DIET.
The Arizona sun is intense regardless of the season. That's why you need Sierra Shutters and Sun Control, Southern Arizona's custom shutter specialist and proud supplier of O'Hare Shutters, locally manufactured blinds and state-of-the-art window tints. Our power bills are less after installing Sierra's 100% hardwood shutters and window tints in our home. Call Sierra Shutters and Sun Control 292-2212 or check out their extensive website, sierrasuncontrol.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection at Golf Links and Kolb and the Star Pass Mission Road intersection. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has also implemented transit services like Sun Express and Sun Shuttle. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
There are times when you save, and there are times when you
save big.
Whoa. Take vehicle loans, for instance. Any time of the year, Pyramid Federal Credit Union can help you save with lower rates. But now, for a limited time, we're helping you
save big.
That means rates as low as 4.5% APR when you buy or refinance a vehicle loan. Plus terms up to 60 months, whether it's new or used. You won't just save. You'll
save big.
That never gets old. Stop by any Pyramid Federal Credit Union or visit us at pyramidfcu.com to learn more. That's 4.5% APR vehicle loans for a limited time. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options.
That's huge.
Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Learn more at pyramidfcu.com. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
Noon on the Buckmaster Show on KVOI, The Voice, AM 1030, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, and our partner stations in Douglas and Globe, giving us a great reach for the Buckmaster Show, heard now in 8 of Arizona's 15 counties. Next Friday, November 11th, is the day that this nation honors its veterans. And this Veterans Day, there is a threat to retirement and other benefits afforded to America's vets. We'll talk about that and other things now on the Buckmaster Show. Live line with the Buckmaster Show contributor on military and foreign affairs, General John Wickham, former U.S. Army Chief of Staff and commander of all American and U.N. forces in Korea. General Wickham served a total of 41 years in the Army. He is now retired in Oro Valley, and we are delighted to have him on this program at least once a month. General Wickham, good to talk with you.
Good to talk to you with Bill, always.
I think a lot of people are surprised about Senator McCain, who has been a big supporter of defense, now supporting this revamping. A lot of military folks are surprised at this revamping of veterans' benefits.
I can understand where Senator McCain is coming from, given the economic circumstances in the United States, that we've got to really cut back on the deficit and we've got to really cut back on government spending. And so they're looking everywhere they can in the government what might be done, and that's this 12-person committee in Congress that was set up to take a look at over the next 10 years. And one of the ideas that has been broached, and you just touched on it, is the idea that maybe we need in the future, we'll grandfather the military today, but in the future, we ought to change the retirement system and make it more similar to what exists in the industry, where you've got 401ks, that kind of a thing. And yeah, I am surprised that Senator McCain has done this, proposed it, because it has impact and will impact on morale. George Washington, great wisdom, said that we're going to have difficulty equipping the Army of the United States in the future when the veterans tell the people, this is what the Congress did to us in way of support. And if the veterans are saying, you know, they're not taking care of us, if we go fight the wars, but they don't take care of us, don't enlist in the Army or Navy or Air Force or Marine Corps, I think the American people are going to be up in arms over that. So I think we have to be very judicious about examining benefits like Social Security and Medicare, all of these benefits, before we start taking the meat axe to it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's not a good idea. It could affect the recruitment and the retention of military, our military people. I think it's we need to take a real hard look at this before giving our approval to this. I want to talk a little bit about Korea. As the one-time commander of American and U.N. forces in Korea, General Wickham, you're a keen observer in the developments going on over there. And I understand that the Secretary of State had some a tough line to give the North Koreans recently.
Yeah, this is Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta. I know very well. Leon was a very good friend when I was Chief of Staff of the Army. We had some Army bases in his district in California, and Mr. Panetta was very, very helpful in looking out for veterans and looking out for the military folks. It's important for people to understand in Tucson you can get a real grasp for it. The distance from the demilitarized zone in Korea, where you've got a million armed North Koreans facing south, to downtown Seoul, which is about the same size as Los Angeles, the same distance is the distance between downtown Tucson and where we live up here at Oracle and Ina. And, you know, North Korean artillery and fighters can be over Seoul in a matter of minutes. So it's a very dangerous place. And what's going on over there is very troubling. We've got the North Koreans are shifting leadership from the aging Kim Jong-il to his son, Kim Jong-un, who's only 26, doesn't know his left ear from his right ear about the military. And there's unease in the North Korean military about that. They, as we know, have six nuclear weapons, and they've set some of them off. They have the makings of six more, and they're willing to export them for money. So there's a danger of provocations in the Korean Peninsula. And that's why Leon Panetta, when he's over there visiting, has said that if the North Koreans try any stunts, the response is going to be joint. We've never said that before. By joint, he means South Korea and the U.S. Now, why is he doing that? It's because the North Koreans are troublesome. The Chinese have been unhelpful, unfortunately, and I have experienced there why they don't help. I can explain. But there's another factor, and that is that the South Koreans are, and I'm sure the North Koreans and the Japanese, see the U.S. economy going down, and that we may have to cut back on our defense. We just talked about that with the retirement thing. And so Mr. Panetta is trying to reassure our allies, hey, wait a minute. Yeah, we may have to cut back on defense, but we're going to maintain our commitments, and our alliance is very strong. And you North Koreans, don't try any stunts. We're saying the same thing to the Iranians. So I think it's good policy.
General Wickham, we have a caller to the Buckmaster Show. Ira would like to ask a question about Senator McCain and the veterans' benefits. Go ahead, Ira.
Sure. If I could preface that before Senator McCain, I was just going to say, I think the dirty little secret about North Korea is we've been bribing them for years under both Republican and Democrat administrations. Am I correct on that, General?
I didn't quite get your question.
Go ahead, Ira. You were saying okay. That for years you
for years the dirty little secret is under both Republican and Democrat administrations we've been bribing North Korea. That's the dirty little secret that nobody wants to admit.
Probably a good way to look at it. We have done some things that have really been inconsistent. We tried to build this an arrangement with this Korean Electric Development Organization, where we would build two nuclear reactors and a new power grid in North Korea, that fell through the cracks because the North Koreans didn't fulfill their part of the obligation, which was to give up all of their nuclear capability. And secretly, they went ahead and built the nuclear weapons and have exported capabilities, and that's what the Israelis did to bomb that facility in Syria a year or two ago. But we have been inconsistent. I think that the Obama administration is trying to be very tough with the North Koreans, and the time is right to do that.
Thank you, Ira, for your question there into our conversation about North Korea. Quickly, General, we're running out of time, but the big story, of course, has been that the president's decision over the past 30 days to withdraw all troops by the end of the year from Iraq. What is your thought on that?
Well, I can understand why many people, Senator McCain included, many conservatives, many in the Republican side, say it's lunatic to do that, because we've invested almost $1 trillion in Iraq. We've four and a half thousand American lives and many wounded, and we need to be sure that we capitalize on that investment. Iraq is the fourth largest oil reserves in the world, and so we need to be sure we have a handle on that. And we want to keep the Iranians out of there so that they don't mess around. On the other hand, while I respect that point of view, I don't agree with it. Number one, President Bush and President Obama have said repeatedly that we promised to get out of Iraq, and we're not occupiers. Number two, opinion polls in Iraq, many of them, virtually all of the Iraqis' people want us to leave. Number three, the Iraqi armed forces, we've done a good job in rebuilding them. They've got a still way to go, but good is enough, and we don't need to make them the world's best. And so we've done basically what has to be done. What remains to be done can be done by contractors at Iraqi expense using their oil wells. And there's another reason. The Iraqi authorities have refused to grant status of forces protection for any troops that we might leave there, including the Marines that are guarding the embassy. And so I cannot understand why we would leave troops anywhere in a country that doesn't grant us some kind of immunity. So for these reasons, I think it's right for us to leave. Now, I don't think the Iranians are going to march in there and capitalize on all of this. The Iranians have got serious problems of their own, and there's a lot of hate that still exists towards Iran and Iraq. They don't speak the same language. Yes, they're both Shia Muslim religion, but Iran does not have a widespread influence.
General Wickham, thank you so much. We're going to have to leave it right there. And thank you for your service as we honor all of our vets on November 11th. Thank you, General.
Thank you, Bill, for the important work that you do with your wonderful program.
Thank you very much. General Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show. 1246, Margaret Regan, talking the arts. That's next.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero More, Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza, topped with the finest, freshest quality ingredients. Enjoy casual yet upscale dining while sampling our extensive boutique wine list. Vero More in Tucson at North Swan and Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at veromoripizza.com. And now open in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Since 1959, Assistance League of Tucson has helped thousands of disadvantaged men, women, and children in the Tucson area. Donated items, thrift shop proceeds, volunteer hours, and financial gifts help support our philanthropic programs like Operation School Bell. Your generosity continues to change lives in our community. For more information on how you, too, can make a difference, visit us at AssistanceLeagueTucson.org. Assistance League of Tucson, volunteers working together.
If you're having foot or lower back pain, you're not alone. My foot doctor recommended custom foot orthotics created by Bob Novak. Bob is a certified pedorthist and best in Southern Arizona at creating just the right foot support at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak, the owner of Arizona Limb and Brace, a call at 795-2553 or visit Bob at Rosemont and 5th. I did, and my feet thank me every day.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
It's 12:49 on the Buckmaster Show, and twice a month we are always delighted to welcome Margaret Regan, who is the arts editor for the Tucson Weekly, and we are pleased she is the Buckmaster Show contributor on the arts. Margaret, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and boy, that Who Shot Rock and Roll show is just really bringing a lot of people and a lot of new museum goers to the Tucson Museum of Art. We had Robert Knight, the museum's director, and Julie Sassy, the curator, were with us here on the Buckmaster Show before the big opening weekend event, and you will be writing about it in the Tucson Weekly, which will be beginning online tomorrow night. What do you think of the show?
Oh, I thought it was really fun. It was a great show. The thing is enormous, ginormous, I guess we say nowadays. 200 pieces
in that show.
So it was really big. It's been very popular for the museum. This is first time in recorded history when I went down to the museum, I could not find a parking space in their garage. Maybe I shouldn't
Bravo.
Say that. It would intimidate people.
No, I think that's a good sign.
Right,
and it goes with what I was saying about I think it's bringing maybe first-time museum goers.
I think absolutely that's right. I walked around with the curator, Julie Sassy, and she said, you know, this show really is trying to honor the photographers. Maybe for the first time, the photographers who really were so important in shaping our mental images of rock and roll because, you know, the music stops and the image remains. But she said people get there, and what do they want to do? They want to rush right down and see their favorite stars.
That's right. Jim Morrison, all of the
Dylan, yes.
Big stars,
yeah.
The golden age of rock and roll
right.
are represented. Elvis, of course. I mean,
right.
It's a great show, and a lot of people are saying that this is really going to be a attendance breaker for
yeah.
the museum.
Yeah, well, Julie told me it already is. She said the opening night they had 2,000 people there, which is twice the size of any of their other openings. Now, I did read, you know, this is a traveling show. It started out in Brooklyn. And I did read a slightly critical remark in a review in another city saying, well, you know, it does skew towards the baby boomers. And it does, you know, as you mentioned, that golden age. But it does go right up to the minute. I wrote at some length in my piece about Amy Winehouse, who, you know, the youngest member of the 27 Club and rock and roll of the, you know, unfortunately, of the many talented people who burned out at the age of 27. So it does bring us up to the present to a certain extent. But I can see, you know, judging by myself, I was going back to the old stuff, too.
People want to see that, and it's not a bad demographic at all for the Museum of Art to attract.
Yeah.
And I think it was a wise move to bring that show from Brooklyn out here.
Absolutely.
I don't know how many other cities it's going to be
in. It's going all around the country. I don't know how many altogether. It's kind of doing an arena tour, just like a big rock band going everywhere.
You also have in the weekly, which will be coming out, as I say, online tomorrow night. Usually it's about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Not that I don't check regularly.
Oh. You wait with bated breath.
Yes, of course, the weekly at about online in the evening Wednesday, and of course the hard copy will be available everywhere on Thursday. You've got a book review, The Women Jefferson Loved. Did I get that correct?
Yes, you did. And it's not what you think.
Okay.
Because as everyone knows, Thomas Jefferson did have a slave mistress. I don't even know if that's the right word. This is a very interesting book. And as I said in my review, it's a monumental work of women's history. It's absolutely fascinating. It's written by Virginia Scharf, who's a well-known historian of women's history and history of the West, teaching out of University of New Mexico, but she got her PhD at the University of Arizona. So there is a connection. But this book goes through four generations of women in Jefferson's family, from his mother to his wife and his mistress, his daughters and his granddaughters. And because Jefferson himself obviously was so famous, our third president, the author of the Declaration of Independence, a very important founding father, we have a lot of information about these women that we don't normally have about ordinary women's lives. It's absolutely fascinating about what life was like on the Tidewater Virginia frontier in the 18th century. And these women were aristocrats, but how hard they worked.
It's a good vehicle, it sounds like, to get to some of that history.
Absolutely.
From, as you say, a point of view that is usually overlooked. The women's point of view, at least in that particular age.
Yeah. So it's wonderful in that respect. And, of course, it also illuminates the many contradictions in Thomas Jefferson. As you know, he was the great champion of liberty, but he was also a slave owner his entire mm-hmm. life. He was extremely conflicted about it himself. And he did love his wife dearly, according to this book. He was married for 10 years. The poor woman died after childbirth, after giving birth to 8 children, 6 of whom died. Very rough time. He was absolutely brokenhearted, but she did extract a promise from him on her deathbed, do not marry again.
Okay.
And he did not, but some years later, we're pretty certain from the evidence that he began a relationship or a partnership, whatever one you want to call it, when the relationship is so unequal, with a slave woman with whom he had 4 children who grew up. So in his own life, he embodies the contradictions of the United States.
Yes.
You know, we were, you know, free and independent, but we enslaved much of our population for the first 100 years of our existence.
So the book is titled The Women Jefferson Loved, and there'll be a book signing?
Yeah, she's doing a talk at Antigone Books Friday night, 7 o'clock, and I happen to know that she's a very entertaining speaker, very bright and witty woman, who also on the side has written 4 mystery novels about a history professor called Mustang Sally.
Huh. And again, her name, the name of the author?
Virginia Scharf.
Virginia Scharf. Also, I want to point out your piece in the Current weekly about the drawing studio. The drawing studio really is one of those surviving arts organizations, isn't it?
Yeah, they've been around, I think is it their 30th year?
Something like
that. Yeah, they're celebrating a big
Several
anniversary
decades.
This year. Yeah,
Several
and they do a great job. You know, one of the nice things whenever I go down to look at their exhibitions, there are always students in there. You know, it is an art studio, literally, for teaching, as well as an art exhibition space. And it's just such a wonderful vibe down there to see so many people in there working away at their own drawings.
And I love plein air works, and that's what is being featured right now, actually, through Saturday, November the 5th. So folks can get over there this week.
Yeah, that's right.
To the drawing studio. And the drawing studio, case you don't know, is 33 South 6th Avenue. And that exhibit is free on the plein air works. Also, you had a nice piece in the Current Weekly about Ballet Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a nice job.
Oh, they're doing a wonderful job.
23 years.
26.
26. Oh,
this
I'm
season,
sorry.
They had their big anniversary last year. And
because the director is a neighbor of mine.
Oh,
Mary Beth
Cabana.
Yes.
She does a wonderful job. And I went to their big opening show Friday night. And the most wonderful thing was Don Quixote's Suite, which I wrote about in my piece. You know, the two people who choreographed that are top-of-the-line dancers who worked with Mikhail Baryshnikov at American Ballet Theater in New York, people with absolutely sterling careers. We are lucky enough to have them here in Tucson as artistic associates with Ballet Tucson, and they choreographed a kind of a reduced version of the famous ballet Don Quixote, and it was a delight and a pleasure in every way.
And Ballet Tucson does a big event, kind of this is the kickoff, the event that was just held this past weekend, but then there'll be the holiday event will be coming up.
Yeah, the next one will be the Nutcracker.
And they usually do what, three or four shows?
Three or four performances right around Christmas, starting I think around December 23rd, a couple days right before Christmas.
Okay, so look for Margaret Regan's work in the weekly upcoming. She'll have the book review, The Women Jefferson Loved, and she also has a review about the Who Shot Rock and Roll event at Tucson Museum of Art. Margaret, good to see you, and we look forward to your bi-monthly visits.
Yeah, we'll be happy to be coming back.
To the Buckmaster Show. Thanks a lot for being with us. Have a great week, Margaret.
Thanks, you too.
Margaret Regan on the Buckmaster Show. The Buckmaster Show is brought to you in part by Flowers, Rieger & Associates, Certified Public Accountants. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com. Coming up tomorrow on the Buckmaster Show, Representative Matt Hines. I believe he's the only MD in the Arizona, only doctor in the Arizona legislature. We'll be talking about health care. Also, Barry Infuso will be with us, also commonly known as the cuisine dean at Pima Community College. We'll be talking about kind of the comings and goings of restaurants here in the Old Pueblo. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. Have a great afternoon. We'll see you at noon tomorrow on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. Have a great day.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 930 KAPR Douglas and 1240 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.